The other day, I walked into my children's room and found my 10-year-old son reading a book on his bed. Now, if you're a parent, you know you're almost always in for a surprise when you walk into your kid's room unannounced. That he was reading a book didn't surprise me. It was the book he was reading. A children's book of the 10-page cardboard stock variety. One about a brown bear. I asked him if he remembered it from his earlier days. He shrugged me off. I was a bit taken aback. Man, I must have read that book 600 times to you. Your mom and I probably memorized it and about 20 other books by the time you were two. He wasn't impressed. When our kids were young, my wife and I, okay, mostly my wife, constantly consumed all the research stressing the importance of actively reading to children. And here was the result. My son didn't remember the brown bear book. Let down, I pulled another book from the shelf, about a father hare and his son. Did he remember that book? Of course, he said. It's about a father and son, and they compete with each other over who loves the other the most. He was spot on. As I sat there reminiscing over all the time spent reading books together, and we still do every now and then, I realized that it really paid off. Not because my son remembered this book or that, but because he and his sister, now a teenager, are both avid readers, devouring novels daily, even stealing away to read a newspaper article here and there. And I know that their love for the written word and storytelling has its roots way back in the beginning of their lives, during their nightly bedtime stories. I also know it's a good idea to keep some of those old books around, because they provide great moments of reflection and storytelling themselves. So, if in the age of kids who can swipe a screen better than they can flip a page, you're wondering about all those hours you're spending with your infants and toddlers, trust me, it's worth it. With a perspective, I'm Josh Nass.